with GB senior women's coach Paul Burton, and we're here at women's playoff weekend, but we'll talk about that in a moment. Paul, the coming to the end of the first year as GB coach, sort of 6 weeks after Asiago, how do you look on the silver medal?
Well, actually, I'm really disappointed with it. I think everybody's looked at it and realised that just with a little bit, probably more, we could have made it going 0-0 with the Italians right to the end, and then losing it on that 0-0 was very disappointing. Maybe it was a year early for us to move up to the next division, but I'd like to have moved up this year. We will regroup and come back, I think, much stronger next year, and we'll have the girls together as a group for a longer period.
Since you've taken over the GB role, I think it's fair to say the whole programme, top to bottom's kind of been sort of ripped apart and started again. Was that a conscious decision to kind of take it right back to basics and start again at the beginning?
Yeah, it was really. Myself, all the coaching staff looked at it along with Ice Hockey UK and decided that we wanted a completely new approach. I think everything had got a little bit sort of cosy and friendly, and we wanted to make it a much more professional outlet. We opened out to everybody, so nobody could turn around and say they hadn't been considered for place. We had open trials, two lots, and picked the squad from that, moved on. Introduced a whole raft of off-ice stuff, which is more important. We have the girls on the ice so little, you know, an hour, 2 hours a week most of them get. So it's not what they do on the ice, it's what they do off the ice.
And we noticed the partnership with the University of Gloucester. Obviously you had them down there for you know, weekend camp, all the baseline training and concussion testing and everything like that. So again, bringing the professionalism and making it a 24/7 thing rather than just weekend.
So important. The University of Gloucester has been a really good tie-up for us because it's such a professional outfit. It's a real symbiotic relationship because they get a lot out of it as well. They're working with actual athletes as opposed to usually it's between the students themselves. Also, the whole thing's being set up. There's a whole liaison going on with Canadian ice hockey at the moment, so we're borrowing stuff from them, data that comes through the University of Gloucester, and then we're sharing that back. So we're, if you like, setting a baseline this year. Now we can make that baseline, as it says, a baseline, and move on from there and get hopefully better and better and stronger and stronger.
So looking ahead to next year, yesterday's news, of course, the World Championships are going to be in Dumfries, so yeah. Home ice.
Brilliant. I'm really looking forward to it. It's, funny enough, a place I've never been to, so I'm really looking forward to go. Home ice. I think it's a great venue for us to have a world championship in. We've got to be looking at winning that if possible. We are probably going to try and get some warm-up games, which is something we lack over here at the moment. I mean, the group of girls that finished on the ice in Italy have played 6 competitive games together. We've got to make that much more, but it's got to be competitive and it's got to be the right sort of opposition. I know in the past the girls have played men and the juniors, but because of the difference in the styles, it's quite difficult to equate to. It's quite difficult to get a competitive game. They're either very one-sided on the girls' behalf or very one-sided on the boys. I think it's important that we play more girls' teams, probably from abroad.
So now you've got it's kind of the date set for Dumfries next year, so you've got something to aim towards. You mentioned the squad from Asiago. Will you have a bigger squad than that we work with throughout the year?
What we'll do this year, starting next month, we'll have open trials in June and July again. We'll pick a big squad from there. Hopefully we'll get some of the GBA teams come along to trials. I want to see them with our senior squad at the moment. Then August we'll cut that squad down to what I'd call a large squad, so we're probably talking of 40 players. And we'll work with that 40 players up until just before Christmas, when we'll then cut that down to 22 plus the players that we've got that are playing overseas.
So you've got that in mind. We're here, as I said, at the top of the women's playoff weekend. Are you watching the hockey this weekend in a slightly different mindset now that you've got a GB hat on as well?
I am and I'm not. I'm very much compartmentalised. So if I'm working with my club side, I just concentrate on the club side. But I've been obviously watching all the games at the stand, and I go and watch most of the top teams when they're playing at home, at least two or three times a year when they're playing different oppositions, so I get a better things. Both my assistant coaches, Sherry and Joe Smith, watch teams in the north, so we get quite a good blend. And then Mark Beggs, who's National Development Officer, will then feed back in what he sees. So we're gradually building up a scouting network. I also have scouts now that look out for me in Europe, so Finland, Sweden, Scandinavian countries, and then another set that work out of Canada and the USA. So even if we've got girls that are playing abroad, we get a monthly update either through our scouts or, more importantly, through their club coaches.
So it is looking well, and I say that this weekend, Bracknell will talk about your own club for loans, Elite Cup, Women's Premier League, like the Miller treble this year.
We'd love to know the treble. It would be a unique thing to do. It's more important than how the team, I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it's more important how the girls are actually playing. We need, the game we've just played against Guildford was a really competitive game. I wouldn't have said it was the classiest game that we've seen, but it certainly was competitive. We need all of our top players playing competitive hockey week in, week out. That again, if you look at the difference in world championships, the top teams have players who play 50, 60 competitive, really competitive games a year. Our girls here play 8, 9. That's just not going to work. Yeah. The game knowledge is just not there.
And that's something you're trying to, with the AIHA, to try and get the program changed? Is it something you're going to have to do just with the GB?
I would love to do it, because I also work within the England program itself. So I would like to see a seamless transition from the top to the bottom that the girls can actually see. That's obviously something that's got to be sorted out with the EIHA and Ice Hockey UK. But I'll endeavour to make sure that most girls can see there is a programme that runs through the whole thing. Only by doing that will we get youngsters starting to buy into the whole off-ice fitness programme earlier. I don't want girls at 18, 19, 20 just deciding they're going to get fit and work. I need girls at 14 and a half, 15 working.
And is that possibly no coincidence that the top two teams, yourself and Kingston, who have the under 16s, the Div 1 and the seniors, so there is a pathway there for those players?
We, both Tim Heeland, who coaches the Kingston team, and myself have been banging on about this for years and years and years. It's a wonderful way to develop. About half of our team at the moment have been developed through our junior programme. We've got girls that are playing abroad. I know Kingston have exactly the same. It's a lifeline to your senior squad, because you're keeping producing players, but it's also producing players of the right talent, because you can do that. If you have the three teams, girls that will automatically jump because of their talent between 16s and Premier will do that. Girls that maybe haven't quite got that experience yet then can play Division 1, which gives them the game time with not quite the same pressure on them.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly an enjoyable weekend, big end to the women's season, so we're just about halfway through it. Good luck in the final tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
And we'll catch up with you as the World Championships progress.
Look forward to it.
Thanks very much.